JD's Heroes.
Now, this week's JD's Hero nomination comes from Karen, who lives in Cowden. How are you, Karen?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, love. Absolutely shocked by your nomination.
Yeah.
I mean, your mum's been through a hell of a lot, hasn't she?
She has, yes. Yeah. About 30 years ago, she started having problems with her finger circulation, whereby her fingers were just sort of going blue or tingly or white. Over the years, it's got worse, and it's now obviously been diagnosed as Raynaud's disease, which when basically it reduces the blood supply to the extremities of your body, so you can either have it on your toes, feet, fingers. As the years have gone on, she's actually had to have, from memory, I think, 3 of her fingers amputated. Problems that she started having was having obviously the fingers taken off. She's now been diagnosed with what they call scleroderma. You know, may not know, and many of the viewers may not know what scleroderma is, but basically it's a hardness of the skin. So basically you can look at her face and she wouldn't particularly have a lot of wrinkles because the actual skin on her body is tightening. That's all well and good as long as it stays on the outside, but what the problem is now, it's actually going onto the internal organs, which in turn makes your internal organs start to shrink and obviously reduces the blood supply as well. So obviously a heart can't pump the blood around as quick as it should be. And last year she started having breathing problems, and it's now been diagnosed with pulmonary disease, which is her lung capacity is reduced. So obviously she can't breathe very easily, and from last year she's now gone onto an oxygen tank. If she sort of just sits up in a chair, she gasps for breath because she can't get enough oxygen into her lungs to obviously help her breathe. But even in the early stages, she'd never complain about it. She'd always carry on doing whatever. I mean, my brother was in the air cadets and I was in the guides, and, you know, she'd always be the taxi driver. You know, she'd never ever complain about anything. And even now, she's going through so much pain, she's still not complaining. And it's just absolutely amazing that she does keep going.
How much does one woman have to take? Do you know what I mean? It's so unfair.
It's awful. And obviously, it's quite difficult for my dad as well. I mean, I wish we could have done a joint.
Yeah.
But, you know, because obviously my dad's a hero now, more so now than he was 20 years ago, because he's now doing the caring for her. And it's really, really hard.
It's just too much to comprehend, you know what I mean? It's so much. What I'm going to do, we'll take a quick break, and then I'm going to get hold of your mum, let her know you've made the nomination, and I'll let you both know what we've arranged for you, OK?
OK, lovely.
Hi, is Anne there?
Yeah, who's calling, please?
It's her mate, JD.
Oh, right, yeah, just a second.
Thank you.
I'll get her for you, just one moment.
I think Dad knows.
Hello.
Hi, is that Anne?
Yeah.
Anne, my name's JD.
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
We've had a nomination from your daughter, Karen.
Yeah.
Mum, I just want to put you forward for this nomination because you've suffered with your Raynaud's, your scleroderma and everything else that you've had for so many years, but you've never ever complained. When David and I were kids, you always carried on being our taxi service and never ever complained. And I just think it's nice that we can do something for you now to say thank you.
That's lovely. That's really lovely.
And, you know, I read the nomination before I rang Karen, and I just cannot believe how much you've had to put up with and how much you've gone through. How do you do it?
Well, you just do. Well, it's no good giving up, is it? It's no good giving up because you've just got to carry on and do whatever you're doing. At the moment, I'm having problems and not being able to do everything that I want to do. That was really nice from Karen.
What Karen was telling us about the bed rest that you've had to undertake over the past few weeks, I guess you haven't had a chance to kind of get out and about, have you?
No.
What I want to do, I want to send you for a really nice night out. I want to send you and the family, Karen, the other half, and anybody else you want to take to the Belgrade Theatre, right, to see Bette and Joan. It's a brilliant show happening in May. It features EastEnders and Strictly Come Dancing star Anita Dobson.
So,
and we're going to send you and the family there. And do you know what? I'm not going to give you normal tickets. And I'm a little bit jealous that the Belgrade have done this because I've always wanted one. You know the royal boxes?
Yes.
We're going to shove you and the family in your own royal box for the night.
That's lovely, yes.
That is lovely, JD. Thank you ever so much.
There you go. You have a fantastic night. Let me know how it is. And Anne, it's your daughter that made the nomination. Do you want to say anything to Karen?
I just wanted to say thank you. And what she said was really, really nice, and I do appreciate it.
That's